Clark was responding to a question about what impact the capture of bin Laden might have in the war on terror. He answered that bin Laden's role with al-Qaeda has changed since the September 11th attacks.
I think the effect of capturing or killing him, you may disagree, I think the effect of capturing or killing him now would be zero. Because I think he has already been pejorative. He's already been shifted to becoming a symbolic leader. And a symbolic leader who, frankly, when he does issue statements, they're very interesting reading, by the way. He clearly, wherever he is, has CNN running all the time. He's well informed. But I don't think anybody pays attention to what he says in these public pronouncements. I think he's become a symbolic leader, very popular symbolic leader. There are thousands of newborn babies in Pakistan whose first name is Osama. Bob Baer, who's an expert on the Middle East, says that if Osama bin Laden could run in a free election in Saudi Arabia, he'd win. I don't know if that's true, but he'd get a good vote. If he were to disappear, he would still be a symbolic leader. And I think of Che Guevara in his final years in Latin America, where Che Guevara was actually not running any sort of revolution in Latin America. And so when he was finally captured and killed by the CIA, it didn't have much effect. He continued to be a symbolic leader. And by the time I went to college, he was on every dorm wall. So I think the time to have killed bin Laden was in the late 1990s, when President Clinton authorized the CIA to kill him. The time to kill him might have been right after 9/11, when we sent forces into Afghanistan, but didn't send them after him. If we raise the ransom, we have raised the ransom. The ransom was 10 million, first it was 5 million, then it was 10 million, now it's 25 million. No amount of money is going to cause people to turn him in, if he is where we think he is. Now, he may not be, but if he's in this area on the Pakistan-Afghan border, anybody who turns him in would be killed, would be hunted down and killed, even if they were in the witness protection program in Las Vegas somewhere. Moreover, these people agree with him, and they believe in him, and he is to them a quasi-religious prophet figure. So I don't think that raising the ransom is going to get him. There's some marginal value, perhaps, to getting him, because every day that goes by when we haven't got him, the United States looks feckless. But having gotten him 3.5 years after 9/11, we still look kind of feckless.
Richard Clark spoke to an overflow crowd that filled two auditoriums at the U of I's Loomis Lab building. He told his audience that while signs of democracy in the Mideast are promising, they don't guarantee an end to terrorism. And Clark said the U.S. is still unprepared to withstand future terrorist attacks because the Bush administration has not set clear homeland security goals. I'm Jim Meadows.